Hello, internet and zombie-loving world. This is a Bowl of Talk, Fear the Walking Dead edition. And here we are back for episode 2 of season 4. I'm your host, Tarnell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and Instagram at a Bowl of Tarnell. I've got two goats with me. I got 7 at a Bowl of 7 on the tweets and the Instagram.
Yeah, that's me.
I got Justin at a Bowl of Justin on the tweets.
Hi.
How you doing, Justin?
Great. I'm glad.
Justin hit like a drink, and I think it's a little potent for it. So here we are talking about episode 2 of season 4, Another Day in the Diamond. Real quick, I guess before we go into the episode itself.
Did I make your drink too strong?
It's beautiful, Seb. Thank you. Okay. Sounds good.
No. I'm really liking this season. I know we're only two episodes in, but I think we've got different. I think they have different producer. I think the Dave Erickson guy may be out or something different here. Very different feel, and I don't know, just the way they're going about it. There's a lot of character personality changes that have happened too, mm-hmm. so it keeps me interested in like. I want to know more about what happened since the dam broke to now.
Right.
In that that I feel like we're going to get pieces of as the season goes on. Because Madison's different.
Yeah.
Nick's different.
Yeah.
Alicia's different.
Strand's different. Different too.
We haven't seen Daniel.
That's also true. Like, that's the big question. Where's my boy Daniel?
Yeah.
Daniel Salazar. But yeah, I feel like it's going to jump around a lot between the three time periods of like...
then and now?
Like right now with Morgan.
Yeah.
This little diamond, you know, like that kind of era of like we've been living good or whatever. And then...
Prior to the diamonds.
Yeah, and then the dam, like post-dam breaking.
Yeah, prior to them getting to the diamond. Yeah.
I feel like they're all about a year apart, probably. You know,
like, something like that. Because I know, remember the guy said, "All right, they've been a year in the diamond and a year at the diamond."
Oh yeah.
And
so it was 365 days.
Right. And Madison said that she had found that diamond and they built it up. So she's been there to a point where
she may not have been one of the first ones,
but she's been there to help. So she's been there a while long enough to where it wasn't what it is now. Mm. So there's been like different like things that went on in progress that had to be made to get it to be a sustainable like little settlement. So I'm just really curious because you see how they all kind of were. Nick suddenly instead of being like the loner guy, and him just being like, yeah, I'm gonna paint my face and fine, I'm just gonna live with the dead.
Right.
Now it's like I'm better inside. I'm not going outside. Like he just sit there and had a goddamn panic attack going out two feet out. Yeah. So you've got that.
Now, apparently, like, they're hinting at it, like, apparently that PTSD is from him blowing the dam, because that's the only real, like, flashback we got.
But it's got to be more than that. There's got to be more than that.
I feel like it.
I'm not saying standing on a dam that blows up isn't going to be fucked with you. But I just mean, like, for the way him being not wanting to deal with zombies, not knowing how to deal with zombies... Mm-hmm. And from what he used to do, walking among them, something else had to have taken place. So I really wonder what that is. But anyways,
was Luciana already back by the time we got to the dam? I don't.
That's the other thing.
She was in the middle of nowhere.
She vacated mid season.
Yeah.
Right. And we haven't seen her since. She's back. Yeah. So somewhere between just the dam breaking,
like she's always been there.
Like someplace between the dam break and now. So they caught up with each other.
Do you think the season's going to be going back and forth of like 3 months ago? Now.
Yes.
2 months ago. Now.
I
1 year ago. Now.
I think so. Yeah. And I think we're going to have because.
But that's the way they're filling in Morgan getting there is that they're filling in Morgan being on the show, but they're showing what happened to the main
right because of that show. Because there was a time jump
because they had to time jump it in order. To have Morgan crossover,
right?
Like, otherwise, knocked out of the first episode. Otherwise, we would also just be sitting around waiting for Morgan to show up,
right?
So now they've jumped it ahead, and now it's mostly going to be. I feel like Morgan's not going to be in it that much because it's going to be primarily.
I think they're going to find the balance because there's clearly an issue that happens where that stadium fails.
Right.
But they're still on the search for the vultures, yeah. Which means they're going to have to be present. Like, I don't think they have the new characters just to have them in for 5 minutes while they go through this whole thing.
Well, yeah. No, but I mean, I feel like it's going to be like, you know, like, because I mean, in this episode, it was like maybe 5 minutes that we, if that.
Yeah. And then
I feel like next episode, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15, you know, might like slowly more and more.
Maybe. Over there. But I think, you know, the first one was definitely the crossover event.
Because there's still a lot of story to tell back
during the time. There's a ton of story. Yeah, there's a ton of story to tell. Like I said, they needed the rollout for getting Morgan in. So they did. They started off with the crossover with getting him in the show. And you know, like the last episode, remember last episode, we didn't see any familiar character until like the very end.
Very end.
Like
yeah.
The last 30 they
got
seconds.
Like, yeah, they got like 30 seconds of screen time. So. Right.
So, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, we definitely had to fill in those gaps and whatever.
So, this time it's like more of a balance. All right. Since we'll give you guys now the 30 seconds of screen time or whatever, while we go back to the people that everyone's familiar with the show. Mm-hmm. And I think that was also for people who maybe weren't watching Fear before.
Right.
And, you know. And
no, like, they're going to be going to it because Morgan's on there. So, it's like, oh.
Right. So, let's start with Morgan to grab right. our Walking Dead and audience who's not normal with this.
You know.
Yeah. And new characters that they don't have to, like, know anything about. Right. And now we'll go back to the real. And then it's just a nice mix, I think, that they're doing.
So, it's like, yeah, the new people get to meet the new characters. And, like, the returning viewers aren't bored with, like, rehashing character stories because it's brand new characters for them, too, you know.
Or right.
What have you. But, yeah. Are we touching on your notes now?
Yeah. So now let's get into the notes. Okay. All right. So it starts off, like we just said, it starts off, it says before.
Yeah.
Which is the entire. But
did it timestamp it saying like a month ago, 2 months?
No. It just said before.
Okay.
So.
And we get everybody like waking up in like kind of a nice room.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't know if that was a dream sequence at first.
Yeah. That's
so what I'm like, this is the apocalypse. So how are you that nice?
But then well, I was like, before the apocalypse? Like, are we getting all these characters back in pre-life? But then it didn't matter
because they were all together. So it's like, it's not that because clearly people didn't know each other. So I'm like, okay, what is this?
Because, I was very, like, before what? Like, how before is this?
Yeah.
You vague assholes.
Right.
Like, give me a timestamp, please. Yeah,
please. Can you?
But then you see it's like, okay, it's before they're, it's like, okay, they're just at the stadium. They're all doing, they got jobs to do. They're just waking up in a room. They're all together.
Yeah.
Well, Strand, Luciana, Nick.
Well, and they were going out to go get stuff, Alicia. Too.
They went out and they're just kind of doing their jobs.
They were going out to go get supplies and then they have a girl there too.
Well, yeah. Well, that was the thing is like they start off with them just kind of doing work around the stadium.
They're trying to do gardening.
Madison is the one on a lookout post, like talking with this girl.
Yeah.
Trying to get her to open up about her family and she's reluctant to talk about her family. It's like, all right, well, can you at least tell me where your settlement was? And she points. And, it's when they start talking about, like, she likes vegetables, but she hates salmon packets. And so, what's a salmon packet? And this is
Patty,
sorry.
Salmon patty.
It was like mayo and onion. It was a weird thing. It was like, okay, this is all gross.
Gross, yeah.
But, yeah, and then I noticed, the credit scene, all different.
Different again. Yeah.
It's different how they're doing it now.
Same music.
It's different.
It's the same as the first episode.
I think so.
Right.
I think it's the same first episode, but what they're doing now is just taking like
instead of
a scene like
it looked like the same outlet, but it was just during the day and it had the like the motorhomes moving. But it was still in the middle of the desert, like where they had the last episode was like
a tent. Right, but it's got this like Western feel.
Right, it's a very Western feel. It almost, you know what it kind of reminds me of? It's reminded me of Preacher, and I'm wondering if there's almost like they're trying to do like a unified styling of not unified styling, but
seen Preacher,
but like an AMC style of like this is how a show on AMC is gonna go type thing. You know what I mean? Because it came up, you get the single shot of the name of the show, and like a little blurb or whatever, like a written by or directed by whatever underneath. But it comes up, it's a different font. It's not the whole like melting film melt type thing of
AMC. Well, see that was.
And you're like, okay, E-minor. This is stupid.
That was West Coast style. Now we're in Texas, which is where Preacher started as well.
Right.
So it's like, that's Texas. So
are they going to cross Preacher over with this show now?
Probably.
Oh, man.
It would only make sense. No, I'm just kidding. That would make no sense.
That would be really difficult. So that happens. And that's when they come back from the credits. And then, you know, they talk about the 365 days in the diamond. Mm-hmm. Madison, we find out Madison's not sleeping. She's just building shit. She's like not really.
She's building for the little girl, right?
Right.
Because it's like, oh,
she's. Alicia's kind of done her like, yeah, you need to fucking sleep though. You need to calm down. Like, this is. You can't just keep going like this. But, you know, she's just like, you know, whatever. I got to clear. But, like, by building stuff. hammer. And then you get Nick and the girl talking for a little bit. Come to find out her name is Charlie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're having their little chit-chat about chit-shit.
Chit-chat about chit-shit? Is that what she said?
Yeah, I forgot. They were just chatting about stuff, and she's, you know, he's just, you know, they're just having a conversation. He's being more like just kind of Nick was beforehand, like always kind of being the cool one and be able to relate to the kids and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then you get Madison... Straight, you get like kind of all the adults and this other couple that this other guy with the gun, and then a couple adults.
Oh yeah, some new people.
A couple of new people, and they're like talking about Jesus, and they're talking about, you know, going to search. Madison basically wants to go search for this girl's family.
Right.
Yeah,
and she pointed in a direction.
Right, and there evidently there's a for whatever reason there's a certain distance they go.
Right,
but I don't know if that's walkie-talkie based.
Well, no, because they went the distance. It's like they're talking on the radio. It's like, oh, and now we are out of.
Well, before.
Maybe that wasn't because it was like just there was a circle.
And yeah. They said, all right.
It's like, we don't leave this.
We don't leave this. Thing goes, it's going out of range. And I guess maybe that's just for communication purposes.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if, yeah, that was like, oh, we've only swept through this area, or maybe
or it was like walkie talkie range. This is a known danger zone for whatever reason. Or, I was like.
Know. Or it's just too far unknown.
That too far unknown. Maybe it's. Yeah. Fucking herd, there's hordes and stuff. There's like a herd out in there.
Yeah.
I didn't know, but now that I think about it more, and just as I was talking, I'm like, oh, maybe that's a walkie-talkie range, and that's what it was.
Because it literally was just like kind of like a circle around their
area. Yeah. Nick doesn't want to go. Luciano's trying to sit there and talk him into it, but he's just like, yeah, I'm just going to hang out here.
Yeah.
She's just like, okay. And, you know, they have that whole little, their little couple back and forth thing. But, evidently Madison just went and, like, found... The way they're making it sound everyone was talking, the way Strand talked and other people were talking, was that Madison went and found everyone.
Yeah, maybe, because, you know, that's the one thing is when...
It's like, no one's gone till they're gone type deal. Strand was saying, like, I don't know why she pulled me out when she did or saved me when she did, but she did. I'm not sure what he's referring to outside of... You know, if he's referring to something we saw before, or if he's really just referring to, like, something that happened after the dam broke, we've got...
Well, I believe he's referring to the betrayal at the dam.
Yeah, that could...
And so that he must be referring to her taking him in after that.
Yeah.
Something that we haven't
maybe.
Seen. But, I mean, that is where we left off at the season 3 cliffhanger is... You know, the dam blew up and everyone was kind of scattered or unknown. Well, the only person we knew made it was Madison.
She was downstream. Who knows how far downstream, but she was by herself. So you have that. Evidently, she found Luciana. Like,
I guess.
It's just the way they made it seem like she went in and, like, she doesn't stop until she gets people. So now she's, like, this big saver of people as opposed to being, like, fuck everybody, whatever I got to do for my kids. Because maybe something happened, and this is where I want to see what happens later on this season. Maybe something happened that actually got her realizing, like, oh, shit, I can't be, like, that whole anything for my kids mentality.
Right.
It's out the door.
Well, not just out the door. It fucked me over at every fucking turn. That every time I tried to do something strictly for my kid, it made the situation worse.
And
it ruined everything.
Because Alicia, I don't think was at the dam because she just bounced, right?
No, she was in the boat.
She was in the boat.
Remember, she was on the little raft that they were trying to get to escape.
Okay.
And then there was just like...
But she did just like up and leave.
Well, that no, that's because Nick told her to go.
Yeah.
Remember, Nick, remember, they were in the boat.
No, I meant before that. Like, oh, once no, they no, left the ranch, she was like, I'm
oh,
going
oh,
out
yeah,
on
yeah,
my
yeah,
own.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because
yeah.
fuck you, Mom.
Right, exactly.
And Nick was like, you know what? I'm going to stay here and do drugs at this stadium because fuck you, Mom.
Because,
you know, so like, she had
yeah,
both
oh, yeah,
those
yeah.
moments
yeah,
with
yeah,
both
yeah,
the
yeah.
kids.
Yeah, they were, I mean, both her kids were
out
officially
on her.
Done
yeah.
with her
yeah.
for the bullshit that she was doing.
Yeah.
But now she's just like, now she's got just this a different look.
Mindset, at least.
Well, yeah, that's what yeah. I'm saying. She's got a whole different philosophy. You know, I'm going to protect everyone, but, you know, whoever I can bring into this fold,
right.
I'm bringing into this fold. And
yeah.
I'm not giving up on people, and, you know, we're just going to do this. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Nick and Charlie start talking, but they talk about the whole... vegetable, you know, like a Nick's
the problems with vegetables. The vegetables they're having.
Yeah, they're having, you know, with turnips or turning down.
Oh.
And, look at
oh,
that.
That's
like all the weevils. What were they turned down for? Not for what, but for weevils. So they had, you know, they had a whole insect problem, which is gonna suck because you can't just go to like Home Depot and just get some insecticides.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just cure the weevil problem.
Right.
Like, it's like, oh, well, this is the problem, so, and this is the problem.
You have
here
to
today.
Introduce a natural predator. No, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right?
Will zombies eat weevils?
Oh,
put them underground?
Maybe. You know, there's also the, you know, Charlie, you know, they didn't tell Charlie about the you know, the move, the mission really was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a normal supply run because... they didn't want her to get her hopes up.
Right.
You know, and then get disappointed. Little did they know that that wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
And she even asked him, why didn't you go out there? And he's like, yeah, I like it better than here. But, so Madison and them, they get into town, into this town, whatever that they're, you know, the direction they're pointing to. And it's weird because it's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
There's no movement at all. Like, there's no zombies walking around. There's no people.
Yeah.
And they decide to...
explore the area.
Yeah, they decide to explore the area.
And they find a
they
truck
Well, right? Well, no, they remember they split up.
Okay.
And it was Luciana and Strand, and then Madison and Alicia. And they find, you know, they're walking around. They just don't see shit. It's been picked clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alicia and Madison... come up and they find a burnt out van, like whatever. There's a burnt out van. There's some oil, like silos. Like, I don't know, water towers or like oil towers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That are there, but like one of them's blown out.
Yeah,
and you could tell that that's what burnt the truck. But you know, so they're looking around there, but they did find like an open jar of food. So they're sitting there and they're trying to,
in a not burnt out truck.
In a not burnt out truck, like a fresh jar of food. So it's like. Okay, this is burnt out, but the food isn't. So someone's either still here or been here recently, and then and walk around. They for some reason it's like okay, we went in teams, and then those two split up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
but they didn't go super far. I guess
not super far, but it was far enough.
Yeah,
and
they went pretty.
So
far.
Then you get a new woman who is Dharma,
the new Carol.
No, we got Dharma,
but she's a new Carol
from Dharma and Greg. Jenna Elfman.
Was it Jenna?
That was Jenna Elfman.
That's why the wife is saying she looks so familiar.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the wife
yeah,
watched,
yeah.
Wife's usually good with looking at faces.
Yeah.
Ah, see, now the fucking blew my mind.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Dharma.
I just wasn't used to her jumping on the couch or anything.
Right, yeah, she wasn't jumping on the couch, so that's what threw you off.
Wow.
So she goes and pulls a gun on Madison. And her character is
Dharma.
Right.
No.
Her actual character name is Naomi.
Right.
We find that out a bit later. But she pulls a gun on her. She just wants the keys, and she doesn't trust it. She's like, do you know a girl? Blah, blah, blah. Madison's trying to reason with her, say, you don't have to do this. You can come with us. She's like, just give me your keys. Just give me your keys. So they happen. As she's doing that, she gets rolled up on. So then Luciana, Strand, and Alicia comes up.
Oh, but meanwhile, Strand and...
Luciana.
Yeah, it was Luciana. Okay.
Yeah.
There were
so many people out there.
Yeah. Like in a store or whatever, and it was like just completely gutted.
Yeah.
And he commented that it's like, you know, some looters. I don't know what he said, but whatever. He had some fancy word for them. And he's like, they took like everything, like even the light bulbs, like
right,
everything is gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which like, is very peculiar. Nothing here. There's nothing there, and there's no walkers.
Right.
Like everything's been pickling. Like it's a literal ghost town. Like right. Nothing's going on. So they come out, but they surround her. So she goes and runs up this little. I didn't realize at first what that was oil sitting there, but it really looked like a water tower that was kind of sludgy. But she's walking up. She walks up these. She goes to run to take off. Instead of going on foot, she just goes up the stairs. Mm-hmm. Everyone kind of follows her, especially Madison. And
we notice that there's like spoons and jingly things on the staircase to make noise.
Yeah.
When she gets to the top, there's two speakers right in front of a big hole.
A big hole that was created in the top of, not a natural hole, like part of the structure, but someone created a hole.
Yeah.
So she's standing up there, you know, kind of keeping her distance from Madison. And then part of the roof fails. She falls down. Madison follows her to go save her. And of course, that's where a lot of the walkers are. The walkers that are around there are in the silo. So of course, they stand up and there's a walker fight inside a bunch of sludge.
Right.
Everything's all black and they're all doing that whole fight.
Mud wrestling.
They're wrestling. Wrestling them zombies. And then meanwhile, Strand and Alicia are trying to open it so they can all just, you know.
Save.
So they can save, so they can have all the liquid. There's no way to climb out. Those things aren't built for you to escape out the top because you're not supposed to. That's just not how that works. So they're trying to release the valve to open it. They do. Everything comes out. They kill more zombies. And then everyone's just kind of like, all right, well, this fight's dumb. We're just going to sit here in the sludge.
So
and let's find the keys. You have the keys on you? Good. Let's make sure we get these keys.
crazy thought.
What's that?
Any chance Madison got bit in this encounter and we...
You just want Madison to die. Why are you...
Well, no. I mean, this is like... She was still inside and then, you know, like blah, 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 and they find her. And this is like... They've done this before in Walking Dead, you know.
You're not going to kill Madison. That's your risk.
I know, but I'm just saying... Like this kind of like little scenario where they don't even reveal it this episode. Like that happened like with Bob... When they were in the water fighting some like zombies and stuff,
but
and
that's
like
Bob.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that happened to Carl. You know,
right?
Where like he was.
But in that's Carl. But we're talking about Madison.
Madison.
I don't think so. Yeah. I feel like she's kind of
fine.
She's the rare. I think that was just.
Yeah.
It was a thing.
I don't think so either. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, this could be like...
Seb just wants her to die.
He still hates her.
Yeah.
But I mean...
That's his bae.
And I feel like she's... right now, she's redeemable enough to not warrant that.
She's not as...
She's not that. You can't... She's on a redemption tour.
She's the only English-speaking person on there, okay?
Yeah.
What?
Like the one...
Oh, it's not British?
Yeah.
Well, Jenna Elfman's not British.
Yeah. Neither is Strand.
Yeah, neither is Strand.
Strand. Well, he just talks.
Strand.
Yeah.
I'm Strand. Yeah.
But Nick is British. Alicia's Australian.
What?
Huh?
I said, I'm going to be smooth and talk your petties off.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
Drip, drip, drip.
No. Oh, my God. But he won't even because he's gay.
Yeah.
He's going to talk your boxers off.
Talk your boxers off.
Well, if you wear white tights,
I think
there's still
a
drip, but just a different kind.
I was gonna say the drip still applies.
But so
dirty.
You're the walking boner. Anyways,
right.
Bone the Walking Dead.
Bone the Walking Dead.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the movie.
Anyways,
was that in your notes?
Yeah,
that really was.
So they were sitting there talking. I can't tell by his Egyptian writing.
Tarnell has the worst handwriting in the world, by the way.
Shut up.
I need Nicolas Cage to decipher that shit for me right now.
National Treasure 3.
Oh, man.
But anyway, so they get back to the camp. You kind of hear, so you know, you come back to the, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Nick, you know, hears like a little bit of music. Then he goes to looks through the fence. There's a bunch of walkers out there.
Right.
And he's just like, man, they haven't come back in a while. I think I'm just going to go out there and try and get them.
Yeah, why was he trying to go out anyway?
Was that at the point where he was like, Do I hear music? Like, I think I hear music. Or was that later?
Yeah, no, it was. He thought he heard music, yeah. And he kind of went and tried to... Mm-hmm. He thought he heard music, went out, and then he was just... He told that other guard guy, like... Oh, no, he told Charlie to open the fence.
Just like, I can do that.
Yeah, so he was just like, I'm going, like, okay, I'm going to go save them. And the other guy that has the gun, whatever, the other Hispanic guy was like... Because I think he was... The Hispanic guy was kind of telling, like, hey, dude, just... They'll be back. Just relax. Like, it's fine. Like,
so is that guy the guy that it sounded like they were trying to hook Strand up with or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Or something. Because she was like, you know.
Oh, he's like, why doesn't he like me or whatever? He goes, or
yeah. Some weird how stuff. Come he doesn't like me?
Yeah. No, well. No, oh, yeah. It was less that.
Oh, no, the other guy saying, it was. Because he was like, why won't he let me go out? He's like, well, he has his reasons. Mm-hmm. Almost like maybe Strand cares for him and doesn't want him hurt.
Because Madison was like, you know, you and so-and-so should go get a drink sometime. And he's like, I only drink with you, Madison.
Yeah. You know I only drink with you. Right. Even though you don't have a penis.
Right. We're strictly platonic drinking buddies.
We have the technology.
Not in that area, not in that world. It's the apocalypse. You don't have the technology.
We'll make it happen.
Going to be a very crude surgery.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyways, they go out and try and get the, because Nick goes out, tries to take off, and he freaks the fuck out immediately and just runs into a light post.
It's in the parking lot. Motherfucking A.
Great rescue mission.
I was just like, Nick. And he was already done, bangs his head, he's already bleeding. Walkers are by the door, he freaks out, of course. The guy that told him just chill fucking pops him, so he's good. Right. And then at that time, he gets out and just starts running. And then Luciano and them come up on the truck like, what the hell are you doing? Like, get in. Yeah. Like, we're going back.
Well, they splat a walker that was coming after Nick. And it's just like, huh?
Like, what is this? Like, this is stupid. Get in.
It's like, you couldn't wait 2 more minutes? Like, we were almost home.
Right. So, anyways, he comes, you know, they get back inside. They tell Charlie, no, sorry, we didn't find anything. She's like, yeah, whatever. I kind of expected it.
Little did we know that she completely expected that outcome.
Well, yeah. Strand, the Hispanic dude, and the old, I think it was the old white guy that's part of the new group, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're pushing the truck back. Luciano's on the roof, just keeping a lookout with the gun. But all of a sudden, she notices him, tells him, dude, ditch the truck, get in now. We see a bunch of vehicles pull up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, their lights come on.
They just pull up. They get out. One dude gets out, gets on a bike, and is playing music on his bike with a little boombox. Rolls the
zombies into the back of the truck.
Them to the back of the truck. They all get in. They close it up, and then he spray paints the flag. Says 12.
Right.
That was another thing that happened while they were in that little town searching for the
flag on top of the drums.
Says 457.
It was
457. Okay. Which I guess it's the amount of walkers.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because I did notice that it's like they put 12 up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't.
Then they cross off the numbers, or they're adding numbers.
Later, it was like. It was crossed off and said, like, I don't know, like, it was hard to read, 16 or whatever, I don't know.
No, that's funny, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
It was hard to read because, like, it was so tiny because it was big. And, like, and
then it makes me think that those other drums were more walkers if they have 457.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Or in other areas. Because you think about it, they keep them, they don't kill them. They round them up and keep
quarantine them into something.
Yes, like because remember, in that place where they stopped at, where the 51 was, where Morgan and Al were at.
They're all in the silos.
They were in those campers. They're in the trailers.
Yeah.
And that thing was, the number there was 51.
Right.
So it's like, their MO is, let's round them up, put them somewhere. Don't kill them, just put them somewhere so that no one can deal with them. But if we need to let them out for any reason, then...
Yeah.
We got them.
There it is. It's like they're a bomb we're hiding.
Yeah.
Stockpiling weapons.
Yeah.
So anyways, these guys come out. They get rid of the drone. They're sitting there waiting. Everyone, you know, they shut the doors. Lisa tells Strand to go to the armory, get everything. They're all just kind of standing there now waiting to talk. No one really says shit about shit. Madison decides to go out and actually meet with them.
fucking Madison.
With no backup.
Yeah.
Well, no. Like, she came out because, I mean, they weren't really showing force outside of just,
they're just chilling, drinking beers.
Yeah.
They're being the boys.
They didn't even show any weapons, you know.
Shooting pool. Drinking beer.
So, as she was coming out of the gate, she had, like, a posse of, like, 12 people with guns, like, just standing there, like, what? Try something. What? There's even more of us behind us. Like, there's just, we rolled 500 deep with all mad weapons. And, you know, that's what she tried to tell him. It's like, we got a lot more people with a lot more guns in there. And then it's like,
yeah. Cause remember, Naomi was like, she was talking to Naomi, it's like, okay, there's 47 people. 48 if you want to stay.
Right.
Oh.
Wink.
Wink, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge, nudge. Yeah. So, yeah, they come out. Yeah, she does come out and was like, and they start talking.
Oh, yeah. And there's the, like, I heard you had, like, a problem with turnips, weevils and stuff, and blah, 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 blah.
Those things are pesky.
Yeah.
Yada, yada.
And he's like, how'd you know? And he's like, oh, you know, Nick may need some help. I don't know. But he was, no, like,
they literally knew Nick, whatever. Which they never knew. Yeah. He knew everything about that group.
Right. And I was sitting there thinking,
I thought he was just eavesdropping on the
radio.
Exactly. And that's the first thing I thought, too.
That's what I thought.
Because that's all shit that they talked about on the radio.
Right.
You know, so it's like,
oh, I figured out what was wrong with the turnips. Weevils.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Nick, like, it's like okay.
Oh, Nick, should we get some things? Hey, Nick, can you hear me anymore? Oh, man. You know, so
that's
it's like
end of transmission. Yeah.
So, yeah. And so it's like they had all that, but it turns out that
they had a mole.
Yeah.
And with little
weevils weren't the only problem.
Ew.
Wasn't the only pest that needed to be stomped out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Stomp out that little 10-year-old kid.
Dude, could you imagine if that would be brutal if they, like, if they sit there, someone, like, figured out, oh, this is a mole, and just fucking stomp that kid. Oh,
throw a fucking fastball at her head since they're at a stadium.
Just fuck that kid up. Hey, look at the flowers, Charlie.
speaking of baseball, sorry to go off a track. Weren't they making bombs out of the baseballs?
Yeah, they were.
That was before, or was that after? Because I just remember it was real fast. Like, they were taking bombs. Before.
They showed, like, Alicia when they were like, no, we're just going around our work day.
Okay.
Just another day in the diamond. And Alicia was drilling little holes in the baseballs.
Okay. I didn't mean to go off track. I just remember it.
No, yeah. They were dropping, like, firecrackers or something in them. And then they were using a pitching machine to just throw the baseballs out with firecrackers in them to, like, pop and, you know, draw them
distract
away from
the
zombies,
walls. That's what
it was. Yeah. To draw them away from the walls.
I remember it was so fast. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to.
No, that's fine. I didn't go over that because I do remember that happening now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, this is how you deal with
getting them away from the
problem.
Gate or anything like that.
It's just like,
it's just noise.
Yeah.
Just,
you use
their stupidity to your advantage. Just,
yeah.
Their characteristics.
And you use what you have there, like those pitching machines and baseballs.
Yeah.
And put a firecracker inside the baseball and so you can just launch it way the fuck far.
Right.
And going back to where we were, like, you know, after Madison talked to that group, what was she doing in the inside? She was building something.
Remember, that was originally, it was a place to build for, that was supposed to be a room for Charlie.
Yeah, I believe so.
But now, I think she just kind of kept going. And maybe she just doesn't think Charlie's, but maybe she thinks it'll change. And,
yeah.
But she was like, well, this doesn't change anything, so I'm just going to keep building.
Yeah. Okay, but build the community together. Let's all build this together.
So that group.
Well, I think it was like, you know, maybe it can be for Naomi instead, you know, instead of some stupid 10-year-old chick.
Right. So how do we feel about this group? Do they,
the new Negan group?
Right, because like we said, they're very
Fear the Walking Saviors.
Well, no. And obviously
there are some similarities, but also, you know, differences.
Well, it's like, like you said, they're not intimidating. They're not physically imposing.
They have to be intimidating because then when we go back to the end of the episode where they pull that flag out of the fucking armored truck, they go, "You're one of them."
Well,
and they freaked out.
They didn't freak out.
Like, oh, we should fear you. They were like, "You're one of them, you fucking bit." Like, I'll
right. So
you.
It's like, you know, like, it makes you wonder what tactics they use.
It was more hate than fear.
Right. It was like, I'm wondering what tactics they use. It's like, are they
because he implied
that they're just wait them out.
Yeah,
and it's like, are you gonna attack when they think they're weak, or are you just gonna wait for them to just crumble?
Yeah,
like completely, and then just pick up the leftovers. Like, I don't know what the exact plan is. It's like, or join us, which is weird because it's like, now you know, like, okay, so what, just grab the stuff and just follow you around?
Did Madison invite them to come in at all, or no?
No.
Okay.
No, well, she did say that there's a different way to live.
Yeah, well, because said...
Because remember, because he was like, oh, you think you're better than us because you don't have to do this? And it's like...
It's like, no, it's just that we found a better way.
Right. We had... And I've had to do this.
I've done some shitty things like you are.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm calling you a piece of shit directly.
Right.
I'm just saying the way you do things are shitty.
Right. And it's just one of them where it's like, no, we found this and we figured out another way to go about it. So I wonder... Clearly, they're a problem. I'm just wondering... How big a problem they turn into? I mean, what is their tactics? Because they're
clearly going to be the villains of this season.
Oh yeah,
at the very least, the first half.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, yes, they have a food problem.
Flash forward to the present, and we're still dealing with them, and Madison's not with them.
That's the other. Oh,
so it's right. like
that's yeah. so that like, was the first yeah. thing that threw me off.
The about, vultures about might the first season. Have Madison.
Maybe.
And or maybe she joined them in exange for something. I don't know. We'll have to, I guess, wait and see.
Yeah, because it's like you have that whole thing, and then Madison Peters says we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da.
Yeah,
he's like, oh yeah, I've heard that too. I said it before. Blah blah blah. So now we'll just
be out here,
right? And then the thing that happened was Luciana walked out. Dropped off the book in front of where the bus where Charlie was staying, and it says, the Little Prince or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, and then I thought it was interesting that she was able to walk out and nothing happened to her.
Yeah.
There was no guys out there like guarding or anything.
It's not just they were guarding, there was no hostility.
Right.
Like she walked out there seemingly unarmed. Maybe she had something, but she walked out there. There was no words.
She was cordial. She just went out there, yeah.
She just went off, dropped it back, and they didn't care.
Yeah. They're very...
So weird. It's like... That's what I'm trying to figure this out, because... Let's just compare it to the other show. Had something like that happened in any of the other camps, there would have been a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you coming near the camp and drop something, walking over, they were like,
What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, you're not breathing still.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it is kind of an interesting group.
Well, we don't know much about the group. Like, first of all, they just came there, and now they're just chilling there. We don't know if they're, like, Negan. Like, they're going to, like, just...
I am Mel. Who are you? I'm Mel. Yeah, Mel's a weird name. But, if they're all Mel, we don't know if that's the case or not. He's got no... There's no
leverage thing. He was just chilling, drinking the Steve Weiser.
He was very chill about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are they going to, like, straight up, like, blockade them? Like, not let them go on any runs? Because so far they've been, for the most part, non-violent. Like, there hasn't...
Well, non-confrontational. These guys are, like... They're kind of,
they're non-violent as we know of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's kind of throwing me off is I'm expecting some, I don't know
but what the aggression is. But Madison's group is not handling it right, like, because you can't trust people, obviously, in this, we're at.
There's no trust there, but I mean, it's like.
What, I mean, do you want her to Rick them?
Just murder, like, start I think that's why. Fire. That's why, because I think I'm used to that. It's like.
I feel like they. Okay, here's are the thing. Probably.
And like you said, how like the thing I noticed in the first episode was that Madison wasn't there, and everyone else in that
ambush group.
Right. Yeah. So I'm wondering if they're bad. This has to be a front. This has to be a front of some kind, because there's no way for them to react the way they did. And heard me saying, oh, there's bad people, would you get this flag?
Yeah.
Well, that shit, there has to be some really dirty
explanation.
We saw what you did to the people in that town, and he's like, we didn't do anything.
We told them about the thing that is not going to work. The
thing would be faulty, blah, 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 blah. And so, if anything, I feel like they probably sabotaged that thing to explode.
Was it the valve or something like that?
I don't know.
Probably.
It was like a valve or something, I think they were saying.
Science, and explosion,
Right.
It was like, I don't know what he was talking about, but he's like, oh, if you don't take care of this rusty thing, it's probably going to lead to an explosion.
Yeah.
And, it happened, and it's like, or, whatever he said. And so I'm like, he probably made the valve faulty, and, like, they just kicked back and let it explode, and then we're like, time to scavenge.
Yeah.
Vulture up in this bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I just so...
Well, That's the name of the group is Vulturism, right?
Yeah.
And what do vultures do? Vultures wait for something to die.
And then they just pick the bones clean.
Yep.
Yep.
Which is it's an adequate name. Which I wonder, is that just the name they gave to them because, you know, because they had to call them something? Or do they actually call themselves the Vultures?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So then I wonder how the whole, or if it will get resolved, is the friction between new cast members and old cast members.
Oh, I feel like that's going to get resolved probably.
Yeah, quickly. I think they're.
But how many episodes in do you feel like that's going to be
like
a thing?
Next episode probably?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I feel like, you know, they made it tense and it was at the end, so kind of leave it more.
Right. I really think the next episode's going to go back.
I feel like they were already on the train of, like, you know, they're going to take a look at this video camera and see the videos of them just like, oh, cool, and what are we doing here? And, you know, it's like, well, these aren't vultures.
I think the next episode they're going to be like, what officially happened at the stadium where they're at. Was there a name of the stadium? Did they have a place for it?
No.
So I think they're going to show what happened at the stadium, and then they're going to kind of... Because it's like a two-parter.
It's going to be like a big, like...
Two-parter leading into how
battle,
they...
Battle, like, that goes down?
I don't really think it's going to be a battle, because it's like...
How well armed do you think these people are? Because we didn't see a single weapon.
They have a fucking bus.
I guess that's my question is, do we think they're that nonviolent? Because...
No.
Because it's like I said, they didn't show any aggression. They didn't care they were coming in and out.
But it's not like they wouldn't stockpile weapons, you know, because he said that, like, by the end of this, I'm going to have that gun on your hip is going to be mine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like he's like, oh, we don't need guns and we don't care for them. We just wait around peacefully until you die or leave, you know? It's definitely like, hey, join us or give us your shit and leave or die. I'm not saying I'm going to kill you.
It is very Negan-esque.
Yeah, it's like this weird, I don't know. Like, because there is a bit of a showmanship quality to it. And also like, hey, you know, like.
Look, I'm cool, man.
We'll save you.
You want to be cool?
I'm cool. Be homie.
Listen, we'll be cool.
I think the biggest parallel I draw is that, you know, they were like, oh, you know, we're saving you. We're providing a service. We're keeping you safe from the zombies. And here these guys are herding up zombies.
Right.
They're not killing the zombies either. They're technically... So far, we haven't seen them kill anyone, not even a zombie.
Yeah. It's weird.
They non-violently gathered the zombies. And
I guess the question would be, I wonder how they would have reacted if they would have opened fire.
Yeah. That would have been interesting. Well, several of them would have died because they were just sitting out there on launchers.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many more were inside, you know, all their little RVs vehicles. And, like, school buses or whatever random shit they had.
Yeah. They've got a very Mad Max feel to their vehicles.
Yeah.
So they've got all their shit and, like, random vehicles. Like, so. And again, when does anyone run out of gas in the apocalypse? This is so crazy. Yeah. I'm just like,
my Prius is still going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man. But anyways, all right.
That pretty sums up the episode right there.
That's pretty much it.
No, that was the episode.
Yeah.
Was there anything on Fear at all?
Charlie, do you think we're going to... Charlie's going to flip back.
Maybe she helped sabotage the sabotage? I don't know.
Right. Because there was like a hint of, like, you know, Luciana drops the book and, like, she's kind of like, oh, these people do seem nice. Like, maybe I don't want them to die. You know, like,
yeah,
like, I don't know.
She had a heart.
Yeah. And she's only 10, so,
yeah,
I mean, you know.
She doesn't know.
The hell does she know about loyalty?
Fucking bitch. Clearly nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so.
Was there anything on Fear at all?
The Talking Dead?
The Talking Dead. Was there anything on Talking Dead that was brought up? Because I didn't catch up on that.
Nothing groundbreaking, though. Yeah. Nothing super groundbreaking.
The leader, Mel.
Yes.
He mentioned that the guy that was on the bike wheeling the guys in.
Oh, was his brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ennis. Ennis. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was like an E thing, and I was starting to think like
Enid. Dennis minus
right,
the D.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, that's about that. I think that's the deepest thing we got.
And he mentioned that he's like, I don't think he really cares for any people there. Maybe his brother. No, probably not even him. And so it's like, so this is a very, he's a sociopath.
Right.
It is, you know, like, I guess when it gets onto it, is what we kind of learned just through that interview. But yeah, I think that's more or less it.
No, that's pretty much it. So I don't know, like I said, I like it. I like where this. I like the direction. I feel like they're going. The episodes. They've done enough. They've done the episodes correctly to the point where I'm anxious to see the next one. I'm curious to see the next one released for more info.
Yeah.
So I haven't been like, oh, fuck this. I haven't got to that point yet. I mean, I know it's only two episodes in, but this just feels different than the other seasons.
I think we're at the point
where they're starting to come into their own. I realized, I started thinking, wait, four seasons in? I'm like, okay,
That was like if we're just talking about just going off of ratings, that was the peak of Walking Dead, was like seasons 4 and 5 is I think when the numbers were highest.
Yeah. So. Four definitely. Four and five, definitely up there. It's when it really became like, the back end of 3, like the whole governor thing is when it really started like coming to its own. But like 4, and yeah, you're right, 4 when they all split up, and like that's when it was like this really became like a big
showdown with the governor, and then them splitting up and whatever, and then 5, them Terminus at the beginning, and then kind of on the road up to
getting to Alexandria
and all that stuff.
That was some big stuff. So this is where Fear's got a chance to like gain the thing, because I was thinking like, okay, how big is Fear? Because I know Walking has like a rabid audience. I'm like, how is it? Then I started thinking about the time. I'm like, oh shit, because we started talking about this 3 years ago in August, and I was like, oh yeah. I'm like, you know what? They've had enough time to kind of be their own thing, like to like actually grab a good fan base now. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, let's see what this happens.
Yeah, we'll see. And I feel like, at least right now for me, like what you said, I don't know if like it's fully, like the quality of the episodes have like...
started going up?
Going up while The Walking Dead's going down.
Yeah.
And I feel like they may have crossed already.
Well, like just for a show-to-show standpoint, like Fear might be the better watch than Walking.
Like I know I've been clowning our whole podcast, because we've been podcasting Fear the Walking Dead since the beginning, that... I've been pretty much calling them the JV team.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, can't wait for the real show, Walking Dead, to come back on.
Right.
But now I'm kind of like...
Walking Dead can take a break.
Yeah. Can this season of Walking Dead just, like, wrap up already? And now I'm sitting here, like you said, actually, like, oh, what's up with the next episode? Like, when's that coming out?
Because, like I said... Nick now was like a fraidy cat, but then he's also fair. Well, at least they showed him in the stadium. He's like a fraidy cat.
Right.
Madison, we don't know what's up. Well, Madison's now benevolent.
Yeah.
And but now we don't know what's going on with her right now, because we haven't seen her yet in the now. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is like very feral. Alicia's like on fucking murder, kill, like fuck everybody. Like I'm paranoid, but I'm willing to do some fake. I'm letting the fake out being hurt just so I can stab a bitch.
Right.
With this barrel, because fuck these motherfuckers. Like, you know, like they're on some different, like, you know, like I said, like the ambush, like they're on some different shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's that whole story of what took you from where you were in season 3 to what the little preview of where you went, where you got to in the before in season 4 to where you are at right now in season 4. Like, that's. Right. And then your interaction with the new people, with John Dory, Al, and Morgan. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm good. Let's bring on Sunday.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I think I'm fatigued on all the characters on Walking Dead. Like, it's been 8 seasons, and I'm, like, kind of...
I'm telling you, I don't know what they're going to do,
mostly over a lot of the characters. Like, the most interesting character on that show for me right now is Jadis / Anne.
Yes.
Because she's new and mysterious. And you know,
right, yeah.
But it's like, I'm over Rick. I'm over, like, a lot of the characters that it's just like, oh, okay.
Because we've been writing with them so long. So yeah, just it's
been forever.
Meh.
And TV shows don't normally go this long, especially.
But that's what I'm telling you. I feel like they need to get that show out of here, like, two more seasons.
They need to cut the shit off the ass.
Yeah.
To move on. You have to. And I hate to say that, because we've been with these characters so long. But you can only ride the horse so long. You only take this...
You got to pinch that loaf.
You know, it would have been cool.
Cut the shit.
Would have been cool if that season 8 finale of Walking Dead was the series finale.
Rick was happy. Everyone was happy, and we move on.
I could have had enough closure that I've been like,
cool.
All right, that was a good run. That was a good series.
Yeah.
Well, look at not the switching of completely different shows, but like something even as epic as Game of Thrones, which still has a shit ton more of source material, is ending at season 8.
Well, they don't just have zombies; they have the dragons. They have a different crew.
But still, I'm saying
part of that is that they were always building towards like it was a finite story. Like, you know, there was
right.
like he had so many books in mind.
Yeah.
But like the Walking Dead, it's like this endless comic series that just has no end in sight. So it's kind of like, I feel like that's also what's dragging the OG Walking Dead, is that there's like no end in sight.
I think they need to make it end, just especially if Robert Kirkman really is serious about having there be separate endings for the TV show and the comic book. That he needs to, they need to switch it up and pinch the loaf on this on that show, and
maybe because they're talking about doing a whole bunch of other spinoffs.
Maybe they just need to work on spinoffs.
Need to, like,
needs to die. All right, well, that does it for this episode.
Yeah.
I think we covered that pretty good, you guys. We'll see you guys next week for episode 3. And that is that. So for Sev and Justin, I'm Trino. This has been Bowl of Talk, Fear of the Walking Dead. We'll see you guys next time. Peace. Zombie noises.